Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review their favorite book on the air. First today, a listener from Muncie.
Whether a man is 5 or 7 feet tall is no measure of his character unless he takes an introspective audit, such as Sidney Poitier did in his autobiography, The Measure of a Man. Not only does Poitier stand tall as an actor and as a man, but also as a father. This wisdom and sensitivity was nurtured by poor but wise parents who taught him that the true measure of a man was how well he provided for his children. He says he has not changed inside. The same guiding principles ingrained in him growing up on Cat Island are still operative no matter how fancy his address. On that tiny island in the Bahamas, Poitier experienced natural challenges which strengthened and lengthened his contextual view of the world. Those trials helped improve and improve his understanding of his value. Through many twists and turns, Poitier stumbled into acting. His personal values and sense of direction helped him distinguish scripts which pushed the limits of man's positive and negative proclivities. He was drawn to characters that explored themes about the human condition, that attempted to salvage human life and showed the exhausting energy and effort it takes. To accomplish this, Poitier examined the words of the characters he played, as well as his and the characters' needs, wants, fears, hopes, and dreams. As he got more involved in a script, he developed deeper and richer connections to his life and beliefs. But if there were incongruencies, he searched to find ways to bridge the gaps between his beliefs and those of the characters. And in those stretches, he grew even taller. Mr. Poitier was always at work transforming ignorance into awareness, hopelessness into hope, demanding his dignity as sir, or arriving as an inexplicable guest for dinner with poise and gentle bravado, all the while provoking some to grind their teeth or ram their fingers into their ears. As one writer said, "The full measure of a man is not in the man himself, or even in his ideas or works, but in the new colors and textures that come alive because of him." By such a measure, Sidney Poitier is a tall man indeed. I'm Theresa Greenwood for BookSpeak.
Next, a listener from Fairmount.
I just finished reading Crane by Jeff Stone, the fourth installment of the Five Ancestors series. In my opinion, this is the best book yet in the series. It has action and adventure. In Five Ancestors, all the books are named after a species that the main character portrays. All the characters' names are Cantonese for an animal, like this book's main character, Hawk, or Crane. Each character's kung fu style resembles that of their animal. In Crane, Hawk's fighting style resembles that of a crane with agility and gracefulness. I like this book because it had some history of ancient China. I also have learned a lot about kung fu. The books are true to kung fu because Jeff Stone has gone to China to practice kung fu. An exciting part in Crane is when Hawk goes to the fight club. The fight club is a place where people bring outlaws, or criminals, and have them fight to serve their punishment. Hawk goes in to save her brother, who was sent to the fight club, where he is about to be killed. She fights a bad guy named Tusung, who has fast reflexes like a leopard. They set the fighting ring on fire, and Hawk's pack catches fire, and she throws it, accidentally setting the place on fire. All through the book, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know who is good and who is bad. Ying has always been the bad guy, but when Hawk helps him escape, Ying surprises everyone by turning good and helping save Hawk and the others from the fire. The Five Ancestors books are also very good because each book focuses on one character. When I read the first book, Tiger, everything was new. But in the second book, Monkey, the same things happened, but you followed the monkey around and saw what he did while the tiger was off somewhere else. It helped explain the story better. This is why I liked Crane, and I can't wait until Eagle comes out. This is Matt Schaus for BookSpeak.
This concludes BookSpeak for today and for the summer. All episodes of this program, as well as all the texts, will be available on our website, bsu.edu/IPR. Support for BookSpeak comes from grants from the Newcastle Henry County Community Foundation and the Delaware County Community Foundation. Thanks to everyone who participated in BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio.